From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of Refuge Project Manager Jackie Ferrier, we bring you a Halloween treat. Bats. 8 species of bats have been recorded at Willapa National Wildlife Refuge, including the little brown bat, Yuma bat, long-eared bat, long-legged bat, California bat, silver-haired bat, big brown bat, and hoary bat. Roosting in hollow trees, rock piles, caves, and the bark of large trees by day, bats become active at dusk or dark. Their voracious appetite for insects turns them into a living pesticide that saves farmers billions of dollars a year and helps rid our backyards of insects like mosquitoes, moths, grasshoppers, flies, and beetles. Bats locate flying insects primarily by using a radar system known as echolocation. The bat emits high-pitched sound waves that bounce back to the bat when they strike a flying insect. Interpreting these reflected sounds, bats are able to locate prey. Little brown bats and Yuma bats prefer to hunt over water. Big brown bats are often seen hunting along the margins of wooded areas. With few flying insects available to them during winter in Washington, bats survive by hibernating, migrating to regions where insects are available, or a combination of these strategies. Bats are nothing to be scared of. In fact, bats are facing something very scary themselves, a disease called white nose syndrome, which has killed over 6 million bats since first appearing in a New York cave in 2006. It's very important not to disturb roosting bats at any time of the year. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.